Longtime residents in the Copeland McIntyre Street area are angry and saddened after being woken by city workers with chainsaws cutting down a treasured green space. The end of McIntyre is a former railway right-of-way and it borders Sweetman's Garden, a popular spot to relax and tended to by neighborhood volunteers. It's even featured on the City of North Bay tourist website. The lovely view that frames the whole end of the site has now been gutted. The Secret Garden was started in 1960 by Murray Sweetman, says neighbor Adelaide Sager. It was an amazing garden, Sager told Bay Today. The passenger train used to go through here and they would even stop the train so that people could look out and see the garden. The first time I saw it, I was just gobsmacked. I couldn't stop looking. In every corner there were flowers. It was amazing. So later on when I moved here, Murray allowed me to help him in the garden, which was pretty special. Neighbors are upset that they weren't consulted or given sufficient notice of the mass deforestation. Many moved to the area because of the peace and beauty. The city provided a letter just the day before work began. Sager couldn't bear to look out her window at the scene. We could hear them working down there. I was just sad and stressed out. I couldn't even look to see how bad it was. I couldn't even sleep. I was so upset. Sager, a 25-year resident, went down to the job site and asked them to stop. She was told she was trespassing on the site and the police might have to be called. It's not the first time the city has disappointed its residents. In September 2007, North Bay City Council authorized conversations with representatives of Sweetman's Garden to purchase this beautiful West End neighborhood property. They later found out that a significant portion of the garden was slated for a new North Bay Hydro substation and the trees bordering it would be cut down. See, Friends of Sweetman's stunned that city ignored good faith talks. The Friends of Sweetman's Garden later announced that the proposed hydro substation would not be placed at the garden site, immediately adjacent to a number of homes. See, Friends of Sweetman's Garden say future still in question. And, selling of Sweetman's Garden, a rumor. And, North Bay's secret garden. But this time the city did not give the neighborhood time to organize. That angers Jim Forsyth. It's complete devastation, Forsyth said as he looked on sadly. The garden is mostly still intact, but Forsyth doesn't trust the city. Well, it's upsetting because our big fear is they're coming for the garden, right? They're not going to spend all this money to put in sewer and water to not try and take the properties of the garden. So that's the big concern for me. This is a beautiful green space that we have spent countless years taking care of, cutting lawns, and planting. You name it, and now we're at risk of losing it and we have no real green spaces in this end of the town. And it's a very unique spot in the city. It's not only just neighbors that are upset about this. People from all over the city visit here. The emotion could be seen in Forsyth's face as he surveyed the damage. It's heartbreaking. This used to be a treed canopy, a little narrow trail, and now it's just barren. I am angry. I'm angry because there's no communication. We were told they're doing a little bit of brushing and cleaning up and everything. There was never a mention of putting sewer and water in here or making it connectable to different properties or anything like that. So I'm not happy. Forsyth admits that so far the garden is mostly intact with one big tree taken down in the corner of it. Our fear is they are going to eventually get rid of the garden. The residents feel ambushed, but the damage has been done. Trees this old can't be easily replaced. Neighbors are willing to plant new ones, but it's unlikely the city will allow that. The property the garden sits on is owned by the city. Forsyth's anger is easy to see by the look on his face. You know, if they would actually contact people and sit down at a table and have a discussion, then we probably wouldn't be out here now panicking the way we are. Forsyth has been told by a city spokesman that they have no plans to take the garden, but he's skeptical given previous dealings with the city. I mean, I wish we'd had a buck for every time I heard that. Contacted by Bay Today, Communication manager Gord Young said the city is currently clearing brush and trees within the McIntyre Street Road allowance and is proposing to eventually open this section. Before proceeding, council approval is required to update a bylaw designating city-maintained roads. If approved, the next steps will involve removing old rail bed materials and adding a gravel base. Adjacent property owners have been notified of this preliminary work in writing, and it does not impact Sweetman's Garden. Young says initially, opening the road allowance would establish a through route for plows, improving snow removal efficiency. While completion before the winter season is possible, it is not guaranteed. In the long term, the city plans to upgrade water and sewer services on this section of McIntyre Street, with improvements such as storm sewers, curbs, gutters, sidewalks, and asphalt. This project is expected to be presented to council as part of the 2025 budget process.